You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio now for the first time since 2019. Today and tomorrow, the Scottish Council for Voluntary Organisations annual gathering will be happening in person at the SEC Centre in Glasgow. Now, with big names such as Nicola Sturgeon and Jack Monroe visiting, as well as RNIB and guide dogs, of course, we've been finding out just exactly what's happening and what people are hoping to gain from the event.
Hi, so I'm Beth McCushy. I work for SCVO in the support services team, and we're here today for the gathering, which is a big two-day event for the voluntary sector in Scotland to come together, learn from one another, share information about all the work that they do.
And this isn't the first one, but there's been a bit of a couple of years break because of COVID. What does it feel like to be back in person?
Yeah, so this is the first time since 2019, obviously. It's fantastic. It's lovely to be back, to see so many friends, to make new friends, to make all those connections again. So we're delighted to be here.
What would be the main outcome that you'd want to take away, or what that you'd want people who are visiting to take away from the gathering?
I think our main outcome is that they've had a nice time, had some fun. And obviously the secondary one is that they've made those connections and been able to showcase the great work that they do and feel inspired by others.
And one of those many organisations attending the gathering this year is Haggai.
So I'm Rachel McMurtrie. I'm one of the staff members that support Haggai. Haggai is our campaign group for young, blind and partially sighted people aged between 16 and 27 and living in Scotland. So we're open to anybody who's got any sight loss condition and wants to kind of campaign on the issues that matter to them, whether that be about transitions onto from school, further education, employment, or about general accessibility needs and transport, accessible streets. So we're involved in a whole lot of things. We're here in a joint venture with Guide Dog Scotland. So the first part of the experience is that people can be guided round a street set up using sim specs to kind of replicate different sight loss conditions as best we can in this kind of format. And that'll lead on to the next part where the Haggai members will explain their thoughts about guiding, but also about accessible voting, which is a big priority for RNIB Scotland and Haggai. So we've got a setup where you can again use the sim specs to replicate different conditions and experience what it's like to try and cast a vote on a mock ballot paper, and then, you know, raise some of the issues about that, about that it's not always possible to do that independently and in secret as it stands right now.
And there's going to be, like you mentioned, Haggai members here, young people explaining what it's like and what their experience is like. How important is it to have that lived experience at something like this?
It's vital. We've got our Haggai members are all en route right now. They'll be here any minute. And it's nobody wants to just hear from an organisation all the time. What we want people to hear is from individuals that experience this every day. And the voting is only kind of one aspect of everyday life, but it's something that's really tangible that people can take away. And for the young people to explain how they feel when they're being guided or when they're voting adds so much more weight to it, about what some of the challenges are, but also some of the simple steps that can be made to make things more accessible.
So what is it actually like to vote as a blind or partially sighted person? Let's find out, shall we?
Okay, so what we're doing here, we've got a local government election. We've got a set of ballot paper with 10 candidates listed, and three of those candidates are going to get elected. Would you like to have the ballot paper read to you to give you an idea of who you might want to choose between? Yes? Okay. So in number one, we've got Gail Armstrong of the Farming Party. In place two, we've got Derek Bain from the Flower Party. In three, we've got Maxwell Craig of the Weather Party. In four, we have Sarah Munro of the Handcraft Party. In five, we've got Ellie Ray of the Pet Party. Six, we've got Jackie Reid of the Public Transport Party. In seven, we've got Sue Ross, who's an independent. In eight, we have Robert Smith, who's the Farming Party. Nine, we have Graham Watt, who's the Public Transport Party. And 10, we've got Colin Wood, who's in the Sport Party. So that's 1, 2, that's 10 candidates. And I can give you your ballot paper, and I'm going to put a tactile voting device over it. And that helps to position. You've got to line it up so that you've got the parties listed from 1 to 10. And would you like to be guided round to the polling booth? Okay, I'll get up and do that.
Right.
Okay, how would you like to do this? What do you normally do when you vote?
Usually one of my parents would take me and I would tell them what I would like to, who I would like to vote for, sorry.
You were in the polling station and you didn't have your parents with you, one of the polling clerks could help you. And you can ask them to give you the kind of help that your parents would have done if they'd been there. Do you want to ask me to do that?
Yes, please. Yes.
Do you have an idea of which candidates you want to vote for?
Yes.
Okay. So this is voting one, two, three, as many times as you... up to as many times as you want. So who would be your first choice for candidate?
Number one.
Number one. That's Gail Armstrong of the Farming Party.
Yep.
That's her getting number one, yes.
Number four.
That's Sarah Munro of the Handcraft Party.
Yes.
So we'll put her two.
I'm just thinking the ones that you mentioned and the ones that I thought I would take.
So you're plumping for those two?
Yes, please.
You're happy with that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to take away the tactile voting strip.
Okay.
Give you your ballot paper.
Thank you.
And if you would like to fold it up.
Yep.
And we're going to take it to the ballot box.
There we are.
That's great. Okay. You've cast your vote.
That's good. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you.
Being in person at an event like this gives people the chance to learn more about the lived experience of people with sight loss through things like accessible voting experiences, but also through talking to young VI people like the members of HAGAI.
I'm Machin. I've been with HAGAI since about 2015, 2016, and it's a great experience being able to meet other people with visual impairments as well as trying to campaign for better changes, etc., for visual impairment, as well as just getting general awareness out for people throughout the country. The experience today is great because I've personally always used postal voting because of that fear of going out and just trying to interact with a normal voting station. But it's been a good experience today, sort of just getting things in, seeing how it all works and that.
How important is it to you to be able to share your experience with the other people who were going through the and trying out the different experiences? What's that like for you?
It's vital, basically, to share those sort of experiences because you never know. You might end up helping someone else who has a problem that you've experienced in the past and you know, oh, well, I've dealt with it this way and that way.
What's the best thing about this being in person?
The best thing about this being in person is I get to meet all the lovely people at HAGAI, definitely.
A big thank you to the Scottish Council for Voluntary Organisations for inviting RNIB Connect Radio to this year's gathering. And to find out more about the work that they do, you can visit scvo.scot. And to find out more about HAGAI, of course, you can visit the RNIB website at rnib.org.uk.